this idea when I went out scouting and I was introducing, I've actually had this idea and I've been running this gamut for quite a while with my family called domestic capital.
Yeah, and I call it kitchen pass.
Yes, yes. It's putting money in the imaginary family bank so that you're able to make withdrawals to have some you time in the mountains, to get away hunting, sometimes at the drop of a button, as we know, without upsetting the balance of happy marital life or whatnot.
Welcome to Just the Tip Tuesday, Got Game University's new short form podcast. I'm Mike Edgehouse, and with co-host Ryan Smith, we take 10 to 15 minutes to dive into a subject that will make you a better hunter. Remember, it's just the tip that counts.
On the first episode of Just the Tip Tuesday, we talk about how to balance home life with hunting life, how to keep our wives happy and us happy. Enjoy the episode.
Welcome, Ryan and Mike, coming at you with our newest series called Just the Tip. It's just a series where we spend 10 to 15 minutes, have a good time, talk about hunting, just different aspects, just in a shorter, briefer instant, just, you know, one thing, maybe two, and we get through and have some good laughs.
Yeah, sounds good. Thanks for the introduction, Ryan. Just the Tip Tuesdays in honor of the tip of my finger that I cut off, as you saw on Instagram. But hey, before we get started on today's conversation, which is going to be a dandy and a really great one, as we're all prepping for hunting season, I think we have what, like 42 days, some states like less than 3 weeks. But I wanted to mention that the CutRight mobile app, one of our partners is Kefaru. Oh, that's a good dog back there. The dog's excited about this Kefaru announcement as well. But we have the only active Kefaru discount code on the CutRight mobile app right now. Our code is active until the end of July. So about 8-9 more days. I think by the time this comes out, it'll be 6 or 7 more days. So it's a 15% discount on all your purchases from Kefaru with the code that you can get on the CutRight mobile app. And again, they stopped all codes for the fall and they gave us a little bit of extra time until the end of July. So it's a little more incentive to jump on that CutRight app. 15% off of, you know, some of their awesome backpacks that they're worth every penny, but 15% that can save you a lot of money in the long run. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah. Just in savings alone pays for the app and more.
It pays for the app. Like if you buy a new pack, it would pay for the app for legitimately 10 years at our price of $14.99, like legitimately. So, hey, I wanted to talk today as hunting season is right around the corner. I had this idea when I went out scouting and I was introducing, I've actually had this idea and I've been running this gamut for quite a while. With my family called domestic capital.
Yeah. And I call it kitchen pass.
Yes. Yes. It's putting money in the imaginary family bank so that you're able to make withdrawals to have some you time in the mountains, to get away hunting, sometimes at the drop of a button, as we know, without upsetting the balance of happy marital life or whatnot. So much. And I just thought it'd be a great topic to bring up. How do you earn your domestic capital? How do you earn your kitchen passes? How does your wife react to them? We could talk about how I earn my domestic capital. And you also, you know, those guys out there hunting, maybe it's the moms, maybe it's the females earning domestic capitals with the dads. So it might be stereotyping a little there, but you also have to know when you've used your last hall pass. Yeah. Or kitchen pass, or you've used your last penny in your domestic capital bank. And it's not good to overdraw those things, man. They are worse than the $25 overdraw fine from Wells Fargo. I'll tell you what.
Well, and you know, hunting's great. You know, we all love hunting, but we love our family and our kids. And ultimately they're, you know, the most important. So that's where we like to spend our time when we're not hunting, and it's good to keep them happy so we can go. A few of the things that you know, this works for me and my wife. And when I do it, I almost get to go hunting every time. And it's because
let me in on this immediately.
almost every time if I can do this, you know, and my wife and I, you know, we share a bank account. My money's her money and vice versa, you know? And so it's not that she can't go spend and buy things, but sometimes she buys things and she feels a little guilty about it. You know, it's just like, I really didn't need this, but I wanted it. And so I paid the money for it. And, you know, she might feel a little bad about it. And so, when I save up instead of, you know, imaginary, you know, money, it's, I save up real money and it's like, hey, I'm going hunting for a week, spend $500 guilt-free, get whatever you want. And, cause she loves to shop. And ultimately I think the reason, you know, wives and, or spouses, you know, can get upset is cause we're out having fun when they're at home watching the kids or doing some of these things. And so if you make it, so if you make it fun for them, even while you're gone, in, you know, something enjoyable, it just seems to work better. And so sometimes my wife will go, I want to be guilt free, you know, for buying this. And she goes, you can go hunting if I can buy this. I'm like, deal.
Nice. Nice.
Deal. Solid. And so not every woman likes to, you know, likes to shop, or not every spouse likes to shop, but finding things that they like to do while you're doing something fun, I think is the ultimate goal.
Yeah. Yeah. That's great advice, but that's, you know, with kids, and I mean, you have like a whole elementary school of children over at your house, don't you? I mean, I only have two.
I've got four.
Oh my gosh. Are you guys done? Or are you going to keep squirting more kids out?
I think we're done.
Okay. Okay. So, I mean, it makes it very difficult for the husband or the wife when the other is out having fun or hunting. Let's talk about what this is when the other's out hunting, right? It's hard to have fun when you have two kids. It's amazing how fast the school day goes. Like, you look at the time they're in school, you're like, I drop them off at 8 o'clock. I don't have to pick them up to 2:45 or 3. That's so much time. I'll be able to do so many activities, get so much stuff done. And next thing you know, it's like 1:30 in the afternoon and you have absolutely no idea where the time went, right? And so that's really hard to leave our spouses behind when we go out and hunting. And for me, 1:30, I usually just got done hiking like 7 or 8 miles, and I'm now taking a nap on the side of a mountain with the sun shining in my face and my phone conveniently turned on airplane mode during hunting season, right? So I love the idea of, take a couple $100, take $200-$300. I've saved this throughout the year. Like, that is a great idea because it really does. It almost rewards them, like, for jumping on the proverbial grenade, if you will, while you're out chasing elk or deer. They're at home with the four kids. My wife's at home with the two kids. They're jumping on a grenade so we can go do our thing. I love that idea of, go have some fun, right? You need to do that as well.
Well, yeah, it's even like, oh, we're going to the movies, we're going bowling, we're going to go have fun. You know, let's get your friends and make this easy.
Yep. And so what I do to try to put money into the domestic capital bank, I try to do a whole bunch of stuff in those warmer months when I'm not going to be on the mountain that I would never do normally, right? Like, I don't really know how else to explain it, or I will do things begrudgingly after hunting season or during hunting season, but prior to hunting season, man, I got the biggest shit-eating grin on my face while I'm digging a hole for my wife to plant another flower that is just going to die in the next 2 weeks, but I'm happy to do it, right? And I conveniently remind her, like, hey, I dug like 37 holes, right? Like in June or July for those things. So I try to put as much time and as much effort into the domestic capital bank with that as possible. Something that we started, actually, there is no we, that my wife started. I just fly by the seat of my pants 98% of the time. She has a calendar that you know, the typical calendar you buy around Christmas time, like that has dogs or bunnies or something stupid like that on it. And she hangs it in our mudroom. And as long as what either myself, her, the kids, whatever are doing are written on that calendar, then it's good. If you try to throw something out like the day you're doing it or a week early and it's not written on that calendar, it upsets the balance. So this is so bad. You're probably knowing exactly. As soon as January 1st hits, I grab that calendar and I put all my hunting days. And then she, you know, I just casually remind her like, hey, you know, like these dates in September, like don't forget the whole week before Thanksgiving, I'm gone. Like, and don't forget, I'm going to do this hunt too. Like Mother's Day weekend, like I'll be home Sunday, right, but after that I'm gone. Like, you know, so we've really come to respect and, you know, when you have kids and are busy, live the life by the calendar, but it's more of a making sure. I love that idea that they're having fun. I have another buddy who's going to be a guest on the podcast in the coming weeks. He's in the process right now to build his domestic capital bank of making 120 breakfast burritos for his family while he's gone during elk season. He's like, if I can have my wife get an extra 15 minutes of sleep in the morning and enjoy her cup of coffee, and my son can throw a couple breakfast burritos in the oven or microwave for him and his sister, that's a win. I have just secured elk hunting in September for life. And I'm like, man, that is a great idea. The little things that we do. So, you know, he's prepping breakfast. You're, you know, like a baller, like dropping cash into your wife's pocket and telling her to have some fun.
And I don't have that much of it. So, it goes to hunting.
It's a limited commodity, right? But that's such a good idea. What else have you heard that people do to kind of get that? Because, you know, there's the classic, it never works. Like, oh, hey, I'm going to be gone for 7 days. The one thing we never, ever mention is if we get an animal down in 3 days, we're going to be home in 3.5 or 4 days instead of 7 days. Because I found once you put that notion into your significant other's head, they don't hear 7 days anymore. They hear 4 days, regardless of whether you've killed an animal or not. So I don't even say that, right? Yeah. So, I mean, what have you heard of other folks that you hunt with that you know that they do to make sure they get their time on the mountain and still satiate the familial need? Because family really does come first.
Right. Well, you know, the big one is, you know, doing projects for their wife, you know, through the summer when they're not hunting.
For sure.
And, you know, most hunters try to find any time to hunt, you know, spring bear, spring turkey, elk season, deer season, hunting wolves through the winter, you know, and I mean, if you're like me, you're just trying to get out as much as you can. And so there's only a few months that you're like, okay, I got to do a lot this month. But, you know, I think, you know, for me, my wife and some things I've heard, you know, spouses, do, you know, my wife just wants to be with me. And so when I'm not hunting, you know, taking those weekends to do something with her goes a long ways, you know.
And
making sure that she knows that she is my number one priority and it's not hunting, you know, doing the chores is a good thing because it shows that you love her, but actually going and doing stuff with them shows that you want to be with them,
nice,
you know? And so,
yeah.
And so, I mean, whatever works for you, but you know, those are things that I do. I try to let her know that I like being with her and I do like being with my wife and my kids, but I like to hunt too, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I don't blame your wife for wanting to be around you. You're kind of bringing sexy back to the hunting world here, Mr. Smith.
We're seeing hairline, everything.
I'm going to send you $7.50 so you can go to Great Clips before our next podcast.
It could be worse. I could be bald.
Wait a minute. I see what you did right there. And I'm going to get you back at another time on that one. So I think we're kind of hitting on some major points here. We got to fill that cup, man. Whatever it means to fill that cup, it's not just filling, you know, the spouse's cup or the kid's cup, but it's filling our cup as well, because let's be honest, if you actually like your significant other, which if you're married, I hope you, there's some level of liking your significant other. Yeah, we love hunting. You know, we live for it, et cetera, et cetera. But it takes a toll being away from our family while we're in the woods as well, right? It allows us to recharge. I mean, I know when I'm in the woods, you know, my wife will respect it and not, you know, break the Garmin InReach barrier and stuff like that, unless it's a catastrophe thing, because she knows I'm going to come back from the mountains really fulfilled, completely satiated, and not antsy and bouncing off the walls of when can I go back? When can I go back? When can I go back? Like, you know, like a bird dog, right? You know how they bounce back and forth looking. I'm satiated, whether I killed an animal or not, I got my time. But it does deplete, you know, what we have stored up as well. And we need to refill ourselves with family as well.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, a lot of it, what it sounds like what we're doing is so we can go hunting. We do it because we want to be with our wives, because we love them. And it just makes it so we can go hunting. You know, that's not in the back of our mind when we do these things, but it just helps.
Right. I mean,
when I pay my wife, it is in the back of my mind.
I was going to say it's in the back of my mind a little bit when I'm digging freaking holes, 37 holes for flowers that I know are going to end up dead by August in the heat up here in northern Idaho. It's in the back of my head. If I do this smiling instead of bitching, September's going to be a lot easier for me. Right. So, you know, from making breakfast burritos, prepping, you know, one of the things when we were pregnant, well, not me, she was pregnant with one of our sons at the job, I was asking, everyone's like, what do you want? Like, what can we get you? What can we do? And I said, you know what? Get us a whole bunch of gift cards to like the Spaghetti Factory and all those places so we don't have to cook meals. Right. And the Cut Right app talks about this as well, but making meals and freezing them in vacuum sealed or Ziploc baggies so that they can just dump them in a pot of boiling water, heat them up, and then serve them to the kids. Because I know for me, when I'm home alone with the kids, that 6 p.m. or 5 p.m. time comes around, the last thing in the world I want to do is make dinner. But that's the most freaking important thing that I have to do. So if I have some level, the main protein, the side, something pre-made, that's putting some domestic capital in the bank if I have that for her when I'm gone. Well, you know what I mean?
Absolutely. So. Well, good. We're running out of time. This is just our short series, and we could go on forever, but
oh my God,
sometimes it's nice to have that short series. And so remember, you know, family comes first, hunting's great.
Yep.
And you know, build up some of that, kitchen passes,
get or
that
some domestic
capital. Yeah.
And guys, don't forget our Kafaru discount on the Cut Right mobile app for 15% off your order is good until the end of July. It's the only active one. You're going to have about 6 days left to jump on, grab the Cut Right mobile app. I mean, I've run Kafaru for years, even prior to, you know, partnering with them on the Cut Right mobile app. They're amazing. I don't have enough great things to say about them. So,
yep, they are.
Well, Ryan, I already have another topic in the back of my mind. So I'm not going to tell you. I'll surprise you with it next week on the next Just the Tip Tuesdays. So go ahead and wrap it up. Wrap it up now, my friend. Sorry to interrupt you.
No, I was just going to say thanks for listening to us. You guys make it so this happens. If you ever have a tip or something that you want us to talk about, hit us up on Instagram. It's the Got Game Tech page or the Cut Right mobile page. And we'd love to add some stuff in. So just reach out.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys.